Cone Ranch is owned by Hillsborough County and has been managed by the county's water utility since 1991. Debate about what to do with the property began months ago when a local business group offered to facilitate the purchase of the land. Last month, the Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners agreed to transfer Cone Ranch from the control of the county's water utility to ELAP, the county's preservation program. In last night's meeting, there was a dispute between citizens and the water utility about how the transfer should be made. ELAP member Mariella Smith was left discontented with the utility's proposals.
I think many of us feel that none of this is really necessary, that a lot of this is smoke and mirrors trying to get in the way of making this internal transfer of county-owned land from one department to the other. And I certainly feel that there should be an easier way to do this. We've done this in an easier way before. When we originally transferred this land to the water utility, it didn't require any of these roadblocks that they're putting up now.
Smith was not alone in her belief that the county should simply transfer the property between the two Hillsborough County departments. There were more than 20 conservationists in attendance who agreed with her and disagreed with the county's utility administrator, Mike Merrill, on various issues. He argued Cone Ranch is considered collateral for bonds that have funded the water utility's maintenance and expansion, including the acquisition of Cone Ranch. Giving the land to another department without paying for it would violate the agreement with bondholders.
It's not so much the size we're talking about that they're looking at. Of course it is. If it was $100 million, they'd be concerned. The people who bought the bonds that are currently outstanding didn't agree to this. So we got to wait until those bonds are gone, and then they don't have a claim. And it shows a willingness to operate in a certain way. It shows a good faith effort. They want to see that governments that issue bonds are sort of maintaining some certain standards that are independent of politics.
Typically, such a transfer, Merrill said, would involve ELAP purchasing the land for the fair market value of around $50 million. However, to get around the high price tag, Merrill has proposed two less expensive options. The first involves seeking permission for the transfer from the company that insures the water utility's bonded debt.
Getting their consent essentially to waive the fair market value and appraisal requirement for Cone Ranch. And they are able to do that because they insure all of the bonds. Basically, the insurance provides that if the county at any point did not pay debt service to bondholders, then the insurance company makes those payments to bondholders. So because, in essence, the bond insurance company is taking all the risk, they're able to consent on behalf of bondholders. So bond insurance companies do give consent for various things. It's not particularly common, but we have, as of last Friday, submitted a package of documents to the bond insurance company that they requested, and they've indicated they're going to expedite their review.
Merrill pushed for the second option, which he considered more likely to happen. The utility's current debt is set to be paid off by 2015. However, the county will soon be selling new bonds to pay for the future water utility maintenances. Merrill suggested that a provision could be placed in the contracts of the new bonds that bondholders would have to agree to, and that would allow the property to be transferred to ELAP in 2015 for the book value of $12 million.
When all the existing bonds have been paid off, then essentially we can reach in, grab Cone Ranch, pull it out, without being subject to fair market value or appraisal, and we're done. And the reason we can do that is that there'll be a disclosure to new bondholders. It'll be prominently stated in the sales document. So what we would do in the interim is ask the board to adopt a resolution that puts in whatever protections need to be put in the document so that over the next 5 years, first of all, it isn't sold to someone else. And then secondly, that if ELAP wants to do restoration work and they want to do land management work, they can do that. So they don't have to wait 5 years to do that.
One member of the public, Laura Swain, disagreed with the second proposal. She does not believe the new bonds can guarantee that any future county commission will be bound to transferring the property to ELAP in 2015.
I am very concerned about the 5-year wait. I think it would protect it for 5 years. What I don't think it would protect it for is at the end of those 5 years, any current board being able to do anything they want with the property at the end of the 5 years. All of a sudden, they have a piece of property, basically, that they get their hands on for $12 million. And who knows what's going to be around the bend 5 years from now. They may say, you know what, in order to keep one of our departments running, we need to sell it. You know, we just have to sell it. And I'm just not willing to take that chance. I think it's too valuable an asset for our community and for our environment.
ELAP Smith further disagreed with Merrill that ELAP would be allowed to make restorations on the property before it is purchased by ELAP.
As long as the water utility has owned the land, they have prohibited any wetland restoration on it. Their position there is that if they plug a single ditch and enlarge a single wetland, that lowers the land value of their asset. And so as long as they own it, I don't see why it would suddenly become easy to restore the land. And that's the goal of ELAP and our nature preserve system, is not just to own the land, but to restore it to its natural functioning.
The Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners will ultimately determine how the transfer is made. And in the end, Merrill said he is not the only person involved in deciding what recommendations to make to the board on January 21st.
As I said, you know, we had a whole group of people together looking at this, experienced people who've been doing this, and we tried to get a number of different viewpoints. And, I mean, it does get back to the disagreement that we have. But, I mean, it's not just me sort of making this stuff up.
ELAP Chair Jan Smith refused to vote on the recommendations, saying ELAP was not responsible to make the financial and legal decisions regarding Cone Ranch. ELAP already did its job in pushing for the County Commission to transfer Cone Ranch to ELAP. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.